No, I just said a moment ago, I don't like slow songs. That, while classified as a slow song, I love that song a lot. It reminds me of Myrtle Beach, my times at Dirty Myrtle.
That's what you chose as you're cruising the strip?
No.
Smooth operator?
No. We watched that before we went down to the
Truth
beach.
Truth teller. Wrong song.
No, we didn't cruise the strip on that one. Okay. And I can call it Dirty Myrtle because I'm from South Carolina and we have that right. But no one else can call it Dirty Myrtle.
No.
And it's actually clean. 8:12 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 56 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those who are watching us on CN2, that's Corporium Cable Channel 102, Facebook Live, and YouTube, all on the CN2 and WRHI pages. And there's one other way you can listen to our program.
You can download that free WRHI app. If you don't have that free app, make sure to download that today.
Oh, typically this is our Wanted Wednesday segment, but Trent Ferris has yielded his time so we can honor a York County Detective Sergeant, Devin Askew. He won an Excellence in Law Enforcement Award. And we have not only Devin joining us this morning, excuse me, Detective Sergeant Devin Askew joining us. We also had the individual from the solicitor's office who nominated Detective Sergeant Askew for this award. And we want to welcome in Senior Solicitor Hannah Woods. So good morning to you both.
Hi, how are
you? Good morning.
Welcome.
So, Hannah, let's start with you. Explain the Marvin Brown Excellence in Law Enforcement Award first, and then why you decided to nominate the detective over here.
Sure. So Marvin Brown was an excellent detective. He headed the DEU for years and years and years. He then was an investigator in the solicitor's office. When I met Marvin, that's what he was doing. He was a wonderful investigator. And a couple of years ago, this is the third year we're doing this award. My boss, Kevin Brackett, created this award to honor kind of the best in the county as far as people who were doing great jobs investigating cases. I nominated Devin because he had been doing such a good job, and specifically for this one case, he did an excellent job to the point where we were able to just find so much evidence on this guy that we got a really good conviction, and so I thought he deserved to be nominated for this award.
So, and is it okay if we call you Devin,
mm-hmm.
or do you want to? I mean, want to be respectful, but
no, okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, let's explain the case that Hannah is mentioning. Take us back to December of 2020.
Okay, basically, it was a road rage incident that evolved on I-77, where a veteran who was the victim ended up. I assume I can say this, got shot in the head, and so we had to figure out, you know, who did it, why this happened, and, you know, try and track down the evidence as fast as we could so that we didn't lose anything.
So did the victim survive?
Victim did survive. He has a lot of permanent injuries from that just because it went through the front of his face. So a lot of nasal issues, you know, et cetera, from getting shot in the face. So,
and then Hannah, the suspect was prosecuted?
Yes,
you prosecuted the case?
Yes, okay. And as part of this award, it is for a case that closes in the prior year. So he was prosecuted last year. He was sent to prison, yes.
With a road rage incident, Devin, how do you start something like that? Like with any investigation, but I would assume road rage seems maybe harder than maybe most just from an outsider looking in. I could be wrong, though.
No, yeah, you're right. Generally, it is harder just because, you know, a lot of times it's people passing by, then they're gone down the interstate, going who knows where. Not many witnesses generally because it's usually only the two that are interacting that know what's going on unless it's a really overt situation. Basically, you start out with try and talk to the victim as long as their injuries don't prevent them from that, and then any witnesses and – that's kind of how we started developing leads on the case.
How long did it take you to track down, like, the suspect in this case?
He was arrested later that day.
Oh, so pretty quickly.
Yeah, we were able – it was, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we were able to connect the dots. And, you know, along, you know, Sheriff's Office, K-9, FSU, which is our forensics, other detectives, and then Rock Hill PD helped us as well.
And so by collecting all this evidence, Hannah, it made your job, I assume – easier to process or prosecute the case.
Yeah. And one thing that Devin was talking about earlier was about the CSI effect and kind of what people expect in a case. This was the closest to a CSI case that I've ever gotten. It had DNA. It had palm prints. It had gunshot residue. It had footprints. It had a canine track. The bullet matched the gun that was found buried. It was just one of those cases that had everything tied up so well that it was kind of impossible for him to get out of it.
Wow. That's like a present with a bow, I'm assuming, for somebody in your position.
Yes, absolutely. It makes my job so much easier because Devin did such a good job doing his.
Devin, how does it make you feel to be awarded this high honor for something that you feel like, you know, you're called to do? This is something that you go out and do daily, and you know, you serve us. And how does it make you feel to be honored in this way?
Oh, I appreciate it. We have developed a really good relationship with the solicitor's office. That was part of our goal in the violent crimes unit at the sheriff's office. We wanted to work with the people who would end up prosecuting our case because, you know, there's been complaints over years back and forth of, you know, what happens to my case? Well, if you don't reach out and try and befriend who's going to be prosecuting, you're not going to know what's happening with your case. One caveat I'd like to put out there is that I know I got the award and we're mentioning me now, but this was a team effort all the way. There were a ton of detectives out there, forensics, all those people. Without these people, it wouldn't have been a successful case. So I just want to put that out there.
That's nice to make sure that everyone gets the credit. We do know there were other folks also up for this award and nominated by their peers as well. So it's congratulations to them. Devin, how long have you been with the York County Sheriff's Office and what attracted you to a job in law enforcement?
Approximately, I think they honestly just sent out our years of service. I was previously Rockhill PD, and then I transferred over to Sheriff's Office. So probably about 6.5 years with the Sheriff's Office. And I just have always enjoyed law enforcement. My dad was military, so I was either going there or law enforcement. Law enforcement hired me first. And I enjoy the investigative aspects of law enforcement. So that's what, you know, is my passion.
In this case, I know you gave an update on the victim. Do you try to stay in contact with a lot of the victims that you investigate just to establish rapport? Because, I mean, you're meeting people at literally the worst moment of their life. I couldn't imagine you can just turn that off. Or do you, just so you don't sometimes get so emotionally involved?
In these type of cases, it's hard to turn it off because, you know, along with my boss and I, we're, you know, my guys, we're always listening to the radio, always, you know, seeing what's going on. In terms of keeping in touch, it's kind of hard to because although you get that connection of working with someone, they also don't always want to be reminded of, you know, the case. You know, that's kind of their closure when it ends, you know, with a plea deal or a guilty plea or conviction, whatever you want to call it. So it's kind of up in the air whether you keep in contact or not. During the case, obviously, yeah, there's a lot of contact, especially through the solicitor's office. But I would say a lot of people just – they want to move on with their life.
About how many cases are you normally working at a time as well? I mean, this is – you know, this one case is kind of like y'all mentioned with CSI. It's not just over and done in an hour. And it's not the only case that you're always working, too. So what's the workload like?
I would say for Violent Crimes Unit, it's approximately – 100 plus or minus cases a year per detective. And then they got, you know, obviously if a big case comes in, we got to jump on it. But we always have cases that, you know, we're also working at the same time.
Wow.
Well, congratulations again to Detective Sergeant Devin Askew. He won the 2024 Marvin Brown Excellence in Law Enforcement Award given by the 16th Circuit Solicitor's Office. Senior Solicitor Hannah Woods nominated him. Hannah, thank you so much for nominating him. That's great. I mean, we obviously cover a lot in news. I don't remember this case, but by nominating him, it brings the case, you know, back to light. And to your point, he made your job easy so you can prosecute. And it looked like the suspect received 15 years in prison.
So yes.
Job well done for all of you all there at the solicitor's office. It sounds like you've got to work hand in hand with each other. You got to make sure you supply them with all the information that they need so you all can prosecute. And so that relationship seems to be very strong between the sheriff's office and the solicitor's office. So as a resident in York County, we say
yes,
thank you.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for your service.